Google.com. Thank you so much. Can I go ahead, put your call on a hold for a few seconds so I can check, I can access your account and give you the proper update. Is this okay for you? Thank you so much. Just stay with me. Thank you for hold the line. Are you calling us today to report an unauthorized activity on your PayPal account? As of now, I can see that there was an unauthorized transaction from your PayPal account. So which we are thinking that is it a security breach happened on your PayPal account. It might be like someone from a different location who tried to attempt a fraudulent activity on your PayPal account. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever shared your Wi-Fi pass, like PayPal password with anybody else, or have you logged in your PayPal with any other devices which is registered in the first time, which you remembered? Okay, and did you turn on or turn off the two-step verification on your PayPal account recently? You don't even know this. Okay, but I can see that from my end, there is a transaction which has been made, and from my end, I cannot even cancel it because this is a pre-authorized transactions. It means someone already used your phone number, used your PayPal account. It's type of hacking. And they already allow this transaction. So you want to cancel this transaction. Is it correct? No problem. I can definitely help you. But let me tell you one thing. This is a clear case of hacking attempt. So in order to cancel these things, first from the PayPal server, we are going to run a temporary security. And as well as you have to book a cancellation code. In the email, can you check it out? Do you have any cancellation code? Okay, no, order ID number, it's not needed right now. You do one thing, which device you are in front of the computer or you are in front of your phone? No problem. So it will take some time, you just follow my instruction, it will be better for you, you can cancel it. Now you just simply do one thing, do you have a browser like any Google Chrome, Firefox, Microsoft Edge? No problem, you do one thing. You need to open the Microsoft Edge. And you need to have a look on the very top. There have a long white address panel. Do you see that? And in the address panel, anything written or is it empty? You need to make the panel empty first. And just type over there. It will be J, J as in Jerry, N for November. Then type number 4, then help. H-E-L-P, help, then put a dot, like period, after that, live, L-I-V-E, live. Now, what do you see after whatever you type it in, you need to read it back to me? Yeah, now hit enter and let me know what do you see. Absolutely, you are correct. Now, you need to simply go ahead, put the cancellation code. Do you have a pen and a paper? You need to write it down. And can you please confirm your first name, sir? John. Thank you so much. You need to type the cancellation code. It will be 65033. Mike Thomas. Yeah, absolutely correct. Now you put the code. And after put the code, do you see any option called proceed now? Give a click on that. Now after that, you can look on the bottom or top. There is something says run. Give a click on that. Now what do you see? Do you see any option called yes? Do you see any option? Yes. Yes. Now, whenever you see any option come up, yes, no, give a click on the positive answer. Absolutely correct. Now, you need to close the page. Whatever you can see on your screen, you need to exit out the page. Close it. Now, any other things do you see? Okay. Now, the file which is already been downloaded, you need to go to your download once again. Then, once again, try to double tap on it. Try to open the file. Now, what do you see? Any other things? Any option? Any option? You don't see that. Any other option, right? Because it says the code is not been valid. It's expired. You do one thing. You need to go to the enter code page. Do you see enter code? Okay. Now, you need to put the new code. It's 038. 11. Now same thing you need to do. Sorry. Yes. Yes. Proceed now. Yes, try to open the file. Okay. Now, once it's downloaded, it's been completed, let me know. Okay. Just a moment. Now, from our end, it's nothing. I get any email from the server, and you told me it says you were successfully connected. Is it right? Do you get any option? Yes, continue, allow. Is just okay, but from our end, I cannot receive any notification. Now, let me ask you something. That is, have you ever noticed anything? Your computer has been slow, or any unwanted pop-up, the advertisement which has come up whenever you are browsing something, anything like that? Because right at this situation, I will gonna clear one thing, sir. Whenever your network will be run a temporary security, I told you someone already hacked your PayPal account, and that is why they are keep blocking these things. They will not allow to go ahead and run a temporary security on your system, because if you are successfully running a temporary security, they will not even access your PayPal account anymore. That's the main reason. So you see, there is a successfully connected, but from our end, we do not get any kind of positive response. Now, you need to do one thing: close each and everything, exit out the page. Now, in that case, first of all, I need to clear one thing, okay? Now, first of all, this temporary security is not been running. So first, we need to simply go ahead, connect your computer directly to our secure server. And after that, I will tell you how you will gonna cancel these things and how you will gonna remove those hackers from your PayPal account. So should I go ahead, proceed? Thank you so much. Now, you need to do one thing. You need to simply open the Microsoft Edge. And once again, you need to go to that top. There is a long white address panel. Anything written or is it empty? You need to type over there. It will be Ultra Viewer. It's, I will tell you, ULTRA. It's a one word. Sorry. It's Ultra Viewer is a one word. Ultraviewer.net, N-E-T. Now hit enter and let me know what do you see.